And this is the hour we take your phone calls with psychic Joseph Jacobs. And again, his website, 800, that's the number, 800cself.com. And welcome back to Coast, psychic Joseph Jacobs with us. What Tom will be asking you for is your birth month, day, and your age. That's all Joseph needs. You might want to ask him a question or so, but other than that, he will take it away. And again, his website, 800cself.com. We've been talking about his predictions for 2018, and he's predicting that October could be the very interesting month with some things happening in it as well. Now, Joseph, when you feel these events, do you know also what the event will be? I mean, if I asked you specifically, okay, what's going to happen in October, you don't know that, do you?
Oh, I just mentioned a whole bunch of things that can happen in October.
Well, but I mean specifics. You can't pick a place or something like that, can you?
I'm not good at a place.
No.
Location.
It's like remote viewers. It's the same thing. They have a difficulty with time. They see things, but unless they can see like a calendar in this remote viewing.
I'm very good about time.
Yeah, you're good about time. You're spot on with time.
Yes.
Now, in this month of October, what is it that you feel that tells you this time period something's going to happen? Several things, several events, you said.
Well, I think I see a heaviness in the stock market, a worry, a concern with the direction of the country. I see problems in North Korea, I mentioned.
Yes.
I see problems in Israel with the legal issue that's affecting the government. I'm seeing confusion relating to the election in October. You know, October through December, I'm seeing a lot of uncertainty. And so, and Russia is going to have a cyber attack between October 21st and December 12th. So, a lot of things happening all in October.
Do you think Russia's cyber attack is state-sponsored, or it's just done by some hackers?
State-sponsored.
Yeah, that's not good. And, you know what? I think we do the same thing, though, don't we?
I hope so. You know, I've been warning, you know, WW1, World War One, WW2, World War Two, WWW.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
You still feel that?
Yeah, and, you know, there is.
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, I wish they wouldn't. I wish the hackers and the con artists weren't out there, you know, but.
Have you ever, like, woken up with this feeling of something so intense, and then something happens?
Yeah.
I mean, does that happen?
I'm sure you have, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not as tuned in as you are.
Oh, you're very highly led. You're high level of spirituality.
I'm pretty good, though.
The King of Diamonds is a kind of a spiritual capitalist, you know?
All right, you ready for calls?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's, first of all, by going to Melinda on the wildcard line. And Melinda is from Cameron, Missouri, December 6, 42 years old. Let's get Linda on the line here. Hello, Melinda.
Hello. Hello, George. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you. So December 6, Joseph, 42 years old.
42. You're a queen of clubs, which is a receiver of knowledge. You can be quite intuitive yourself, and you have a strong urge to be of service. In other words, to help, to heal, to teach. Very intuitive. You're 46, so a lot of the issues.
42.
Are 42. 42. Okay. Let's see. Let me focus here for a minute.
And does that change things? The age?
No, actually, you're in a particularly good year to handle business and finances, actually. But a lot of changes. I'm seeing change of work, change of residence, all sorts of changes coming up.
Good. I hope they're all positive and good.
They are positive and good. So if you're looking for new work or improvement in the work, do that. And you're very much concerned with the welfare and the health of other people as well. But I do see some job changes that may be very positive after August 24. And there could be a bit of travel or a move also. What did you want to ask me?
I really don't have anything specific. Do you have any contact from the other side, like maybe with from my grandpa?
No, I don't. I'm not a medium.
Okay.
What do
I
you do, by
that.
The way?
Actually, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I help my husband overnight with a paper route.
That's nothing wrong with that, Melinda. That's
okay,
more
no,
work
that's...
than most, believe
All right.
me.
Well, you'll be driving a lot starting August 24.
All right, thanks, Melinda. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out. And when you do readings for people on the phone, Joseph,
mm-hmm.
How long do they last?
Usually a half hour. Some people want an hour.
All right, that's
pretty
comprehensive.
Yeah, I just put an awful lot of information into a half an hour.
And lots of notes taken and things like that?
Mm-hmm. And then I also record the reading and I email it.
You give them a tape, if I remember. You used to.
Not anymore.
Right?
I email it now.
It's just right there to them.
So they can have it the
MP3, right?
It's
there's no sense sending tapes. We used to have all these bulky tapes of our shows. Everything's all digital these days now.
And people aren't even using CDs anymore.
No. Though I happen to believe Tom still uses 8-track.
Oh, wow.
I think he has that in his car, 8-track. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding, Joseph. Let's go to the first-time caller, Fabian, in Merced, California, July 22. He's 33 years old. Fabian, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Great. Good to have you with us. Go ahead, Joseph. July 22, 33 years old.
Well, you have managerial ability. You have creative ability. You like harmony, very communicative. You're 23?
33, Joseph.
33, yes, sir.
Well, it's 33. Careful of a legal matter or license that comes up between your birthday and September 11th. Don't sign papers during that time. Get a second opinion. You have access to a very helpful man, a friend who can help you September 12th, November 2nd. And there's a bit of uncertainty about what you want to do and where you want to go. There may be some travel involved between November 3rd and December 24. What did you want to ask me?
I'm pretty much into music, and I wanted to know what my future looks like as far as what route I should take trying to get into the music industry and whatnot, if I should proceed forward in it or if there's
it's just going to be a dead end
for me.
Yeah, music is good. Is good for you.
He's got a great name for it.
Yeah, and you might find an agent sometime between September 12th and November 2nd, somebody who can help you, someone who's creative. And I do see you performing. You've got a good year. Get organized. Do a lot of research and development in your music, and you're out there, okay?
All right, good luck, Fabian. Joseph, with individuals, when you tell them things like, I see you making money in the stock market, let's say you would say that,
mm-hmm.
How important is it for them to pick up the ball and do something about that? I mean,
That's a very good question. Absolutely. In other words, if you have the potential and you're not using it, it could be a loss.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. You have to be proactive.
Exactly. You create your own fortune, but within certain details. In other words, we're on a track, and on that track in our life, we can either go faster or slower or move on to another track at a certain point. But ultimately, you're on that track, so it's what you do with it. I mean, you can be in a good year financially and not do anything about it.
Have parents had you do readings for their children, little kids?
Well, not to the child, but a lot of parents ask me about their kids.
About their kids, but you wouldn't do the reading to the kid, I guess.
No, I don't feel comfortable about that.
All right, let's go east of the Rockies. We've got Tiffany in Sarasota, New York. Tiffany is 33, Joseph, and October 2nd is her birthday. She's 33 years old, October 2nd. Tiffany, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Here, Joseph, she is ready to go from Sarasota, New York.
All right. You had a bit of a heavy time between January 15th and March 7th, and there's some changes in work also that seem to be coming up.
Is that good or bad, Joseph?
It's a lot better, and there may be some health issues that you need to take care of also, okay, this summer. What did you want to ask me about?
I was just wondering about, like, family life, my marriage, the kids.
That's a lot. That's a lot to cover.
Give her the one you want, Joseph.
Well, you're in a good time to handle finances. It's almost like you have an inheritance this year.
How big, Joseph?
It could be decent.
An inheritance, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where that would be coming from.
Well, when you least expect it, I guess.
Yeah, it can be a very, very good year for you.
Interesting. I remember Glynis McCants, our friend, the numerologist, was on with me, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the number 8 and how it brings you money if you keep it in your purse or wallet. Just the number, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy did that, and about a week later he emailed me, and she had warned that sometimes if you do it in a greedy way, it's going to have repercussions.
That's how it works.
And so he put the 8 in his wallet, but he was kind of obsessed about it, and he emailed me, and he said, "You're not going to believe this, but I put the 8 in my wallet. A week later, I got $200,000, but my father died." And that was the consequence.
That was the consequence.
You have to be careful, I guess, what you wish for. It always comes, it kind of reminds me of the old Sinbad movies when the genie came out and you got 3 wishes, but there were always consequences tied into each one.
Right.
You have to be very careful about that. Let's get another couple calls before the break here. Next up, we go to Kim in Long Island, New York, 53 years old, October 27. 53 years old, October 27, to Long Island, New York we go. Hello, Kim. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, October 27th is very humanitarian, very popular with people. You've got a great charm. You have a lot of spiritual energy also. Occasionally may suffer from a little bit of inertia. It's like I can't seem to get going. Once I get going, I can't stop. And also can be very service-oriented. How old are you again?
53.
So, I think you've got an incredible year. It didn't start out too good. You had a lot of problems for a few months after your birthday, and then new opportunities arose as far as work is concerned. But I think you're in a wonderful time right now for work success.
Does that help you, Kim?
Kinda. I mean, it's been a very rocky road. I was hoping for grandeur.
Sometimes grandeur comes, but sometimes you got to work for it.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the service industry, so yes.
Okay. Service is good, and even if you do anything in you're in great time for sales or anything having to do with real estate or a new residence between July 15th and September 4th.
Do you still see a rocky road? I mean, do I have a clearer path?
Oh, yeah. No, it was very rocky, very difficult, all sorts of obstacles right after your birthday. But then things start to clear up. And really, you're healing from the previous 2 years. You know, 51 and 52 were really rough.
Yes, they were.
Okay, so you're on your way. Things get better and better now.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. We're with psychic Joseph Jacobs. His website, again, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, 800cself.com, and he is one of our favorite people and also a pretty darn good psychic as well. Yeah, I call him our intuitive psychic. He's like a counselor. He gives you advice, living advice, and he did that for a friend of mine several years ago, as I mentioned, and kind of saved their marriage. It really did, because I think their marriage at that time, Joseph, I'm not going to get too personal here, it was really on the rocks before he talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave
him...
Well,
I have a lot of that.
Yeah, well, you gave him the advice, and things turned around, and things are still going real well.
Good.
But I'm concerned about these October dates, because we as a country, we could ill afford to go through some tragedy. You know,
well, I'm
and it could be
about the weather in December also. I'm going to have a lot of precipitation, a lot of
bad snow and stuff like that, icy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the East Coast could get rocketed by stuff like that.
Yeah, but we'll be okay, ultimately.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
You can't alter things for us, can you?
I can't, but I think it's good to think positively. I think it's good to do affirmations. I sometimes tell people how I do affirmations. It's not just about doing it mentally, but emotionally as well. That's what people get wrong with affirmations. They may have a thought that they have, but their feeling sometimes is negative, or vice versa. Yeah.
Well,
affirmations
are critical to making things happen, I believe, too.
Yeah, but it has to be like an equal sign, that, you know, because if you're saying I'd love a relationship, and you're going, I don't want to get hurt, I don't want to fix somebody.
You're too tentative.
Somebody, you're sending double messages, and it's not going to happen.
Right. What do you think of before you go to sleep in your dream state of doing certain things as well?
I don't do that, but a lot of people do. I think you do.
Yeah, I do. It's very powerful for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a lot of things done, and it works.
Well, you're a highly spiritual man. I mean, you're a good businessman, but ultimately, you're even more interested in spirituality and health.
Absolutely. Well, Joseph, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with final phone calls with you, with the psychic Joseph Jacobs. Again, his website, 800cself.com. Don't forget, by the way, to like us on Facebook. Definitely follow us on Twitter. We sent out several more tweets today. And if you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com, george@coasttocoastam.com. We've got a great program in store for you on our Thursday. Ian Punnett sitting in for me on Friday, because I'm heading to Vancouver, Canada, for our live event that we've got on Saturday at the Paradigm Conference with some very great guests there. So we'll be back in a moment with Joseph Jacobs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back with Joseph Jacobs, our final segment here. Joseph, time flies all the time with you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
When you see events, do you also see the severity of the event? Let's use the stock market as an example. When you say between this month and this month, there's going to be something with the stock market, you think it's going to go down, but could it be a disaster? Would you see that?
I think what I'm seeing is a lot of worrying by the financial markets, starting soon, starting July 8th.
Like a panic?
Yeah, well, not just a kind of disappointing stock market. That's what I'm seeing. So I think if you're in it, stay in it. If you're not in it, don't get into it.
And my biggest concern right now between you and me and everyone listening is North Korea.
Well, yeah, and Russia.
And Russia in terms of the hacking episode you were talking about, or just everything?
In terms of hacking and all kinds of influences, I think they're trying to, Putin's trying to disable the Western alliance as much as he can, and he's looking to get back to the old Russia, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if he walks into one of the northern small countries that were part of the USSR.
He wants them back.
Yeah, he does.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Huntington, West Virginia. We're going to Maddie, and Maddie is 28 years old, Joseph, 28, September 19. Hi, Maddie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be on. How are you guys?
Good. Glad we got through to you. Let's have Joseph tell you a little bit about you, and then he'll ask you to give him a question.
And you're 28?
I am 28.
Okay. Creative, restless, changeable. You are in a year where you've got to make a lot of decisions about new direction. Use your creativity. You had some problem finding work, but you have access to very powerful men right now. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I was actually kind of curious about my health going forward.
No, I don't think you need to concern yourself about that. If you need to see a doctor, I would say, go. I think you're just having a lot of emotional issues that are affecting you right now. And but you have a lot of good care. I wouldn't concern myself with health. But if you feel you need to see a doctor. I think you have access to the best. Okay.
That was wonderful. Thank you, guys.
What are you doing with your creativity?
Well, I do like to make jewelry. I'm actually wanting to be a stand-up comedian, but I just don't have the gonads to get up there. I have some jokes written, but I'm a little nervous to actually.
Try to find some open mics. Absolutely.
Do people find you funny, Maddie, in a party and stuff like that?
Yes. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I believe they do.
You have a writer's birthday. You have a writer and a messenger, you know, and I think if you're not feeling well, you're not using all of your creativity. Use your creativity. If you're not performing, write it and see where you can take it with that. You know?
Absolutely. It's a great way to get your mind off of feeling bad is to do something creative.
Absolutely.
Great advice.
All right. Thanks, Maddie. Appreciate that. Yeah, I guess to be a comedian, you have to be able to stand in front of the audience, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. It's not always easy either.
Well, I'll tell you the toughest part.
She's a born writer, so that's what she needs to be doing.
Nothing is tougher for a comedian than to be on stage in front of a group of hundreds of people and you tell a joke and nobody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
You're up there all alone and you just feel like, oh my gosh, I could just die.
Yeah, and then you tell another one, maybe get yourself out of it.
You got to keep going.
Absolutely.
You got to keep going. Let's go to some more calls. Talking about keep going, we are going to the state of Maryland with the Buland. And Buland is 63, August 18th. Hello, Buland. Welcome to the program. Thanks for holding.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good. And great name, by the way, Buland. What's your nationality with that name?
I was born in Beirut.
Ah, Marhaba. 63, Joseph, August 18th.
All right. I think your work with the public, there's a lot of success with lots of people right now between May 6th and June 26th. You're in a good time if you need to travel or contact people between June 27th and August 17th.
Mm-hmm.
A good time for sales at that time and for contact with people at a distance. Then with your birthday, handle your tax issue carefully. August 18th or October 8th, you may be traveling a lot next after your birthday.
Specific. Okay. You have a question, Buland?
Yes, about finances and health.
Finances and health, Joseph.
Well, finances were kind of slow. You hit a bit of a slow period around tax time, actually. What do you do? Because I'm seeing a lot of travel, and I'm seeing
Right now, I am suffering from a herniated disc, and I haven't been able to do anything for 5 months.
Ouch.
Oh, wow.
What did you do before the disc problem?
I was with an organization that helps refugees and stateless people, pro bono legal help.
Aha, okay.
But I'm no longer with them.
Okay, well, you got to take care of that disc.
You're going to be okay, though. I really think you're in a good healing time, that the worst is over. Okay?
And what about finances?
I think that can improve. Are you working at all?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not. I'm not able to work right now.
All right. Well, I think you will be able to. What kind of work have you normally done?
I was a linguist with a nonprofit that helped refugees and stateless people.
Well, you know, you can find work as a translator, perhaps. You can work in sales. I'm seeing you coming into a much better year.
All right, good luck.
My health is fine.
Yeah, I think it's improving.
Just take care of that disc. Nothing like the bad backs. God, that's a lot of pain, Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people who've had bad backs, and thank God. Wish I had some wood to knock on. I don't. Everything is all marble, and I need some wood. But
metaphysically, when there's a back problem, there is often anger at the past.
Yeah.
And if your left side has an ailment, it's feeling a frustration in your inability to move ahead in the way that you want to. And on the right side, it could be based on anger that you're not doing what you want to do.
A lot of anger out there, Joseph.
So the emotions, yeah, and that's why I say count to 10 or count to 100.
So are you more concerned about finances for the rest of the year for the country or the weather? Can you distinguish the difference?
Well, I think that we're going to have some weather problems coming up. Yeah, I think that could affect the market as well.
Are we talking severe weather?
Well, you know, we're in hurricane season, sure, over the summer.
Oh, God.
But I see a very constructive time for tech and industry in August and September.
See, I don't get, when we're talking about North Korea, they have this meeting, they seem like they get along, and now we hear that North Korea is upgrading its facility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
And he's not to be trusted.
Obviously.
No, I mean, not at all.
I mean, I want to know what he's going to say about that. I mean, it makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense. Next up, let's go to, whose turn is it? Diana in New York City, 62 years old, Joseph, 62, May 28th. That's my mother's birthday. How about that? May 28th, 62 years old. Hello, Diana. And you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
I sure did, and I love your show, and I think you're great.
Thank you.
Shall I ask a question or just wait?
All right, go ahead, ask a question.
Okay, I do a cable show on television. I've been doing it for 28 years here in New York.
Good for you.
Public access. I'd like to know what's going to happen with it.
Well, handle your contracts very carefully. You're a little bit concerned, and there's some changes coming up.
Good one.
Between July 19th and September 8th, you may be traveling, changing people. And then I kind of see you doing a lot of research and making a lot of contacts after September 9th. You may have to work on health. But that may be health insurance sometime between December 22nd and February 13. But just handle contracts. So you're in a year where you're liable to have panic attacks and worry. But what's happening is that you're developing your intuition, your psychic ability. And so whatever happens, tune into your quiet voice.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Good luck to you. Yeah, that's great. Cable shows are great, and especially if you can localize it for a community, it's really cool. Joseph, time for a couple more calls, and then we are rapidly running out of time. What's new on your agenda? Any traveling coming up?
Oh, no. No, I like my solitude.
You do like your solitude.
Oh,
you
do.
Seem upbeat. You seem energized.
I'm feeling good.
Good for you. Good for you. You're entitled
quickies.
To feel
I hate
good.
To do quickies because I sort of shortchange people with a lot of information.
Well, that's why we give out your website and people can. How long does it take you to get back to people when they get a hold of your email?
Usually within a few days.
Okay, just so people can expect that.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But don't call for free reading just because, I get a lot of that.
You'll have 2 million phone calls.
Yeah, I've had a bunch already.
Let's go next who's next. We go to Beaverton, Oregon. We go to Jason. Jason is 55 years old, born on October 11. He's got a birthday coming up in a couple months. 55 years old, October 11. Jason, welcome to the program. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello. Thank you, George. Thank you, Joseph. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too.
You too.
Yeah, you have good managerial abilities, and you'd be a good salesman. Extremely bright. You have a particularly good year this year, except there may be some legal issue that you need to take care of right now. Handle legal matters very carefully between June 29th and August 19th. Don't sign papers without getting a second opinion. I do see a wonderful time socially between August 20th and October 10th. What did you want to ask me?
Thank you. I'm also a believer in reincarnation, and I don't know if this is too deep, but I've always wondered what my purpose is in this lifetime.
Well, I think you're multi-talented. You're a jack of all trades, and extremely bright. Education is important. The development of your mind, the use of your creativity. You are a messenger in this lifetime, so the message can be as in sales. It can be as a teacher. It can be or doing creative work. You also have managerial abilities. But you could also be a dreamer and kind of like let things go. What did you want to ask me? What kind of work do you do?
Right now I'm unemployed, and what you've said so far is awesome. I'm recently back into recovery, and that's very important for me.
Yeah, you went through a couple of difficult months, but you're really going to be okay. From August 20th on.
That's super. I'm going through difficult times in my mom. My mom's health is failing. That's a major concern of mine. I don't know if any of that plays into what you see, but I've often thought of sales, but I'm not that type of person. But the messenger, I needed to hear that.
Okay, good.
There you go. Good luck to yourself, Jason. We're rapidly almost out of time. Joseph, would you give everybody your website address, please?
My website is www.800cself.com. And before you call me, look at my website, see how much I charge, what I offer, and you'll get a better idea. And then give me a call. And
Do you take emails as well or just calls?
I like to stay off the computer as well.
You old dinosaur, you.
I have a Facebook page that I never go to. I've been to it twice in 2 years.
Okay, so you want phone calls that they can get off your website, right?
Exactly.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. Appreciate you being on the program. Joseph Jacobs. On our next program, that's tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn joins me as we talk about biblical prophecy, and then we're going live to the United Kingdom to talk to Hugh Newman about ancient astronauts and some other interesting artifacts on good old planet Earth, so don't miss that part of Coast to Coast. And then I'm off to Vancouver for the live event. Come out and see us. All that information is at coasttocoastam.com under the events. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borles, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie. somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.